This is Community Issues, a local public affairs program focusing on the problems, needs, and interests of our community. And now your host for Community Issues, Carol Winkler.
On today's program, our guest is Todd Leone. He is the R Street Development Manager for the Capital Area Development Authority. And welcome to the program.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, recently I saw an article that was talking about the Capital Box Art Project, and I felt that that was really something special, interesting, different. So if you would, tell us about it. Give us a little background.
Well, this project came about. CADA, the Capital Area Development Authority, has a streetscape plan for 16th Street between N Street and S Street. And one of the items that we have in that plan is to provide public art in the right-of-way for people to enjoy. And unfortunately, we don't have the funding to do all the things that are in the streetscape plan, but one of the relatively inexpensive things to do is provide art on the street through vinyl wraps that go around traffic utility boxes. And so our board chose to pursue doing this not just on 16th Street, but in a larger area around the state capitol.
Go back to the boxes that are getting the vinyl wraps. How big are they?
They're roughly about 6 feet tall, about 2.5-3 feet wide. They sit on one corner of an intersection, usually north side, but they're very visible because of the size of them. So that's why they're a great canvas for artists to apply art on.
Well, now, how would an artist apply to be part of the project? Do they have to send in samples? Do they have to fill out forms? How does that work?
So we're partnering with the Sacramento Metropolitan Arts Commission, and we're utilizing their artist process. And so what they would need to do is any artists in the Sacramento area within 100 miles, 18 years or older, can hopefully with 5 years of experience of showcasing their art, can send in their portfolio to the Sacramento Metropolitan Arts Commission, and then from there, a panel of community members will look at their art portfolio and choose artists who we think would be the best fit for this type of medium and who we think would be the most interesting as far as their artistic approaches to this project.
How many boxes are going to be part of this art project?
So we have approximately 30 boxes that we've identified in the central city or downtown Sacramento. They're primarily Capitol Mall, 15th Street, 16th Street. Some are on some other smaller streets. But there are high-profile streets in the downtown area.
So when the artist sends in the portfolio, whether it's digital or through the mail, is it being judged on a certain criteria? Do you have something in mind of what you want, or is each artist just looked at individually to see how they fit? What exactly is the criteria here?
You know, I think it's a combination of things. We don't have any perceived theme that we're going with. What we want to do is be contextual to the relationship the box has with the neighborhood. But we also want to have things that are, you know, interesting and thought-provoking. I think we'll work with individual artists to figure out what's going to be best for a series of boxes or maybe one individual box. So we might not have 30 artists. We may have 5 artists that work on a series, or we may have 30 artists. We haven't really made up mind. That'll be up to the committee that selects the artists after they see the, you know, hopefully, you know, 50 to 100 artists that apply for this project.
This is a pretty big project. I'm wondering, when did it start? How long has it been in the works?
Well, the plan to have these type of box art projects has been around in Sacramento for quite a long time. It's been part of our 16th Street plan for probably the last 3 years, but, you know, other organizations have wanted to do this. The funding just hasn't been there. So CADA, the Capital Area Development Authority, has stepped up. We want to make it happen and hopefully inspire other parts of the city to do the same with these type of boxes and canvases in their neighborhoods.
You had mentioned earlier the Sacramento Metropolitan Arts Commission. Now, how are they involved?
So the Sacramento Metropolitan Arts Commission, or SMAC, they administer public art in the city of Sacramento, and they have been a great partner with us in the past on projects. And so they have a great process of selecting artists and making projects like this happen. They have access to artists who go to their website. They have artists who they are in contact with through newsletters and emails when they have calls like this for projects. So they're a natural fit. These utility boxes are city property. They're in the city right-of-way, so they're also the appropriate partner for that reason.
So if there's someone out in our audience listening today who would like to become part of this project, would like to have this opportunity to showcase their art, what's that first step that they have to take? Do they call you? Do they go online?
So going online is the best step. So there's two different ways they can get to the call for artists. The first one is our website, the CADA website. So that's cadanet.org, and that's with a C, CADANET.org. Or they can go to sacmetroarts.org, and they can go to the Call for Artists page there, which has all the information they need to know.
Now, are we just talking about, say, watercolors, oils, or is it a wider range you're looking for?
We're looking for anything and everything. The great thing about a vinyl wrap is that any art medium can really be applied. If it can be photographed, it can be applied to a vinyl wrap. So photographers, graphic artists, people who do sculptures, anything that you can think of. It's really the great thing about vinyl wraps is you can be as creative as you want to be. It can encompass any type of art to really be applied. So we're anxious to see what comes in and what type of artists want to be a part of this project.
Todd, when is the deadline to get all these applications in?
So the deadline for applications is Friday, January 17th at 5 p.m.
Not that far away.
Not that far away at all. The RFQ, the call for artists, has been out for about a month. So we've given artists 2 months to get their portfolios together and submit them. And then from there, you know, we'll hopefully get the artist selected and get the art applied sometime in late spring.
If you're just joining us today, we're talking with Todd Leone. He is the R Street Development Manager for the Capital Area Development Authority. And we're talking about the final date for the cutoff for applications for the Capital Box art projects. Todd, before we continue, why don't you go ahead and give the websites, I think you have two of them, plus a phone number, whether they want more information regarding the Capital Box art project or maybe they want to send in their application with their portfolio.
So there's two different websites. There's cadanet.org, which is CADANET.org, and then there's the sacmetroarts.org website. That's sacmetroarts.org. And then the phone number you can call is 916-808-3979, and that's the phone number for the SMAC office. Again, that's 808-3979.
How many applications have you received so far, or do you even know yet?
We don't know yet. We probably won't know until, you know, right after the application deadline. We're hoping to get 50 to 100 applications by that time, about halfway through the application period right now.
Any final words for the applicants?
Just to stress that we're looking for all kinds of different artists. It's not about what medium you're in. It's about the quality of your work. We really like to see all kinds of different artists in this project, whether you're a sculptor or a painter or a graphic artist. If your art can be photographed and applied to a vinyl wrap, we want to see your work. We want to see what you can offer to this project because we really want to make sure that we get a lot of different types of art, different types of applications of art on these box wraps.
And again, you're not necessarily going to have 30 different artists for the 30 different boxes, so this could be a real opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. And we want to highlight the artists as well after the application of the wraps through website and maybe even some recognition on the actual box art itself, you know, who the artist is, where they can get more information about that artist. So this is a good opportunity, I think, for an artist who may be new, who wants their artistic endeavors to be known. This would be a huge opportunity, I think, to get their name and their art out there.
Todd, can we go back and, if you would, go over in more detail the process once you've reached the application cutoff date and you have all the applications and the portfolios, the process from there to the art being on the street?
So after January 17th, there'll be a committee that reviews the portfolios and applications, and that committee will make a selection of the artists probably in February, early March, and then the artists will have 6 to 8 weeks to develop their art piece, and then hopefully we'll get them applied to the boxes in late May, early June at the latest.
For anybody that would like to start a project like this in their neighborhood, in their community, what kind of challenges have you faced that you can share with them to help them get, you know, one step ahead?
Well, hopefully we blazed a trail, at least as far as the process goes at the city. You know, the best thing they can do first is identify a funding source, because that is definitely the biggest challenge here. And then working with with SMAC, the Metropolitan Arts Commission, to come up with a program, an approach to applying and finding art for these boxes in their neighborhoods. It's all about, you know, what your goals are. For our goal is to beautify the neighborhood, hopefully deter graffiti in the area as well, because these boxes are graffiti magnets. So we're also trying to deter graffiti artists or taggers from, you know, making the neighborhood unappealing and applying art that is appealing.
Well, you know, just as a resident of Sacramento, I know that when I go to the airport and I see those big giant birds, it makes me smile. It makes me feel good. Art is such a positive thing. And I think that more and more we need it because of the way our world is going now.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And we don't have enough public art, I think, especially in our public right-of-ways, areas that you can see. When you arrive at the airport, art's pretty much right in front of you. When you go out on our city streets, it's not as evident. So we're hoping that we can change some of that. You know, art's meant to make people think and be thought-provoking and inspire people, and we're hoping to do that and beautify our neighborhood, because we feel like what we do every day at CADA is try to build a neighborhood south of the Capitol, all the way down to our street, south of Capitol Park, and this is one of the implementation measures we're doing to say, hey, we got this great neighborhood, we want to celebrate it, and we want to provide that celebration type of spirit through public art.
Todd, for any of our listeners that really love seeing art in our neighborhoods and in the community, is there any recommendation? What can they do to help encourage art in Sacramento?
So one of the things you can do is support CADA, not financially, but we're always looking for letters of support. Decision makers, politicians, they're the ones that decide where funding goes. If you like what CADA's been doing, we're always looking for that kind of support. You know, on a more regional level, you know, supporting arts programs, supporting arts organizations, just supporting nonprofits that work with art, whether it be your favorite contemporary art, maybe you're more into going to museums, whether it's like the Crocker Art Museum, but going out and seeing art, supporting art, encouraging artists, and again, writing letters of support for those type of organizations who are always looking for, struggling really, to fund art and artists in the Sacramento area.
Todd, before we close, any last comments?
You know, only that we're really excited to see this project come to fruition, and our hope is to inspire other organizations, other neighborhoods to look at art in a different way, and maybe even apply this particular project to their area. And then and that we're looking for any and all artists. You know, our application deadline again is Friday, January 17th at 5 p.m.
For any of our listeners that would like more information regarding the Capitol Box Art Project, or maybe they want to send in an application, once again, would you give us the websites and a phone number?
So there's two different websites. There's cadanet.org, which is cadanet.org, and then there's the sacmetroarts.org website. That's sacmetroarts.org. And then the phone number you can call is 916-808-3979, and that's the phone number for the SMAC office. Again, that's 808-3979.
Today we've been talking with Todd Leone. He is the R Street Development Manager for the Capital Area Development Authority, and thank you for being with us today, Todd.
It was a pleasure to be here.
Well, I've really enjoyed talking to you and learning about this project. And this is Carol Winkler for Community Issues.
The opinions and views expressed on community issues are not necessarily those of this station or management. This program is presented as a public service